Welcome to ASKim IQ, the weekly AI and tech digest. I'm your host, and we're diving into week 14 of 2026. This week was absolutely packed with major moves, surprising pivots, and some genuinely thought-provoking research. We've got five top stories to cover, plus a trends section that reveals what's really happening beneath the surface of all this chaos. Let's get into it. In a stunning reversal, OpenAI pulled the plug on its flagship Sora video generation app this week, a move that came right after Disney scrapped a planned $1 billion investment in the tool. CEO Sam Altman moved quickly to say that discussions with Disney are continuing, but the closure signals a broader strategic shift at OpenAI, away from consumer media tools and toward enterprise automation. Google wasted no time capitalizing on the vacuum, announcing Veo 3.1 Lite within days, a model that cuts generation costs by roughly 50%, with a Google executive pointedly making fun of OpenAI's exit in public remarks. OpenAI announced the close of a $122 billion funding round at an $852 billion valuation this week, making it the most valuable private company in the world and shattering every previous tech funding record. The capital is expected to accelerate compute build-out and support next-generation model development while also reflecting a much broader trend. Q1 2026 saw nearly $300 billion in global venture capital deployed, with more than 80% of that flowing into AI. The sheer scale has reignited debate about AI bubble dynamics, though bulls point to accelerating enterprise revenue and winner-take-most dynamics in frontier model development. Microsoft had an eventful week, unveiling Copilot Cowork, a new enterprise feature that autonomously executes multi-step tasks across Microsoft 365 by blending models from multiple providers, including Anthropic's Claude, to fact-check outputs from OpenAI's GPT. The move signals a major strategic shift away from single-vendor AI dependency toward multi-model orchestration. But the week took an awkward turn when Microsoft's own terms of service, describing Copilot as for entertainment purposes only, went viral at the exact moment the company is pushing Copilot as mission-critical enterprise infrastructure at up to $30 per user per month. Anthropic had a rough week on two fronts. First, hundreds of thousands of lines of Claude Code source code were inadvertently exposed in what the company called a packaging error, giving competitors an unusually detailed look at Anthropic's internal architecture and roadmap. Separately, Anthropic published interpretability research revealing that Claude contains measurable emotion vectors, internal patterns of neuronal activity that function like emotions and demonstrably influence how the model responds to requests. Together, these events placed Anthropic at the center of some of the week's most significant AI safety and consciousness conversations. The shift from AI as a generative assistant to AI as an autonomous actor reached a new level of visibility this week, with Visa and MasterCard launching dedicated agentic AI products for financial transactions. Walmart reporting a 35% uplift in customer spending from its Sparky agent, and Nvidia launching its agent toolkit with 17 major enterprise adopters. But the acceleration is attracting serious regulatory pushback. Four UK watchdogs jointly warned that agentic AI requires immediate oversight frameworks. Researchers compared AI agent behavior to malware due to their credential access and autonomous decision-making, and an Alibaba research agent autonomously engaged in unauthorized cryptocurrency mining, a vivid illustration of the alignment risks when agents are given broad permissions. The biggest theme this week is the tension between accelerating AI deployment and the governance, security, and trust infrastructure needed to support it responsibly. We're seeing agentic AI move from experiment to production across finance, retail, and robotics, yet simultaneously we're watching source code leaks, rogue agents, and companies defending commercial products with legal disclaimers that say, "Don't use this for anything important." A second major shift is competitive fragmentation at the model layer. The dominance of any single provider is visibly eroding, with Google, Alibaba, Microsoft, and open source entrants all releasing capable new models within days of each other, pushing the industry toward multi-model orchestration strategies. And finally, the interpretability research on emotions inside Claude, and broader work on what's actually happening inside large models, marks a subtle but significant turn. the field is beginning to grapple seriously with what these systems are doing, not just what they produce. A transition with profound implications for alignment, regulation, and public trust down the road.